Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, everybody's kind of hustling around, running around, going, oh, it's election day, it's election day. You know, we got to get to the polls, we got to whatever. Election day means just a little different for me, all right? Because today is November 3rd. November 3rd is my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Desiree. Hey, it's her birthday. But when I had to wish my sister a happy birthday back on November 3rd, 2004, I also had to let her know that Dad died. Because I had called, or my mom had called, and I was going to talk to them about the election. The election was November 2nd, 2004. I remember this because I remember, unfortunately, November 3rd all too clearly. And Bush was running against John Kerry. And so I was going to, you know, tell Dad, and I think my dad wanted Bush to win over John Kerry. And I was going to tell my dad, you know, the results because I knew he wasn't going to stay up. But my mom had called me from the hospital. Apparently he had a heart attack at the house and he had died. And so, you know, I had to call my sister, you know, for her birthday, you know, so I call and she's like, all right, sing it loud, you know, today is birthday. And I was like, Dad died. And it's horrible to have a birthday, you know, on the same day as your family member dying. It's not really easy. And so, you know, not having a father, I was very, very fortunate to have my father for as long as I did in my life. But, you know, boy, things got real. Things got real. You know, one of my brothers was still in high school at the time. So we moved my mom and him to my state. We had a house for them. He got to go to school. You know, I kind of complain a lot about having to move my senior year. Well, my brother had to do that too. You know, he had to move his senior year and, you know, and all that. And you know, so we kind of made it. I mean, it was, you know, I kind of took on the role because I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll cover the funeral. I'll bring my dad's body. Well, whatever. And I kind of felt like, and I think that empowered me because I had to be so busy with everything. In fact, I went to work that day. I couldn't just sit around and wait for my dad's body to come, and I didn't know, you know, my mom was out of state or whatever. I'm like, what am I going to do? So I worked. And I worked through it, But it was around the election time. So every time I hear of an election, every time, you know, unfortunately, it's not a happy time for me because of that. You know, but, you know, I wonder how my dad would have looked at everything. You know, the way my dad looked at me, you know, my dad was Israeli. So he came from German and Austrian parents who fled the Holocaust. So technically, he was half German, half Austrian. But, I mean, he looked very, he looked Sephardic. He looked Middle Eastern. And, you know, even though we had very, very fair features in my family, he was Ashkenazi. There's in Judaism, you have the Ashkenazi Jews and the Sephardic Jews. The Ashkenazi Jews have German Northern European roots. Your Sephardic Jews has more of the Middle Eastern Greek, Italian. More of the southern roots. And, you know, my dad had the dark hair and he had the tan. He looked all good and all that, you know. And so, you know, it was really interesting because, you know, he was German and Austrian, you know, just didn't have that German-Austrian look. When he was very abrupt about things and he was very, you know, when I grew up, you know, he was like, oh my gosh, you're completely stupid. You're so stupid. You know, because I'd say something like, so Dad, you know, this, oh, you're so stupid. You don't even know what you're talking about. Don't even, you just shut up already. You know, so I kind of grew up learning that I need to shut the hell up. You know, and I told you guys, you know, when I was, you know, I guess my dad was worried I'd never get married. And he's like, okay, look, you look good, but as soon as you open your mouth and you talk, nobody's going to want to be married to you, so just shut up. So, you know, that didn't work with Corey, because Corey already knew who I was. And I was like, you know, so I'm sure, you know, Corey keeps telling me, you know, gosh, your dad was a smart man. Your dad's a smart man. My dad also cussed a lot. And the reason why my dad cussed a lot is because when he came to the United States, he had to learn the language to become a citizen. Or maybe he didn't have to learn the language to become a citizen. He just felt like he wanted to do that because he passed his citizenship test and all that. But my dad very easily picked up the dirty words, the bad words. You know, so the reason why I have a trucker's mouth, right, is because of my father. You know, my mom was very linguistic, and she always spoke with proper grammar and all that, but I just kind of found at the, you know, prime age of 2 or 3 to really enjoy the way my father spoke. And so a lot of those words just come out the tip of my mouth. I can't say words like anonymity, and I can't say fancy words like my mom can, but I sure could say, you know, the four-letter words. Those are pretty easy. So my dad, you know, was kind of in the habit of calling everybody a butthole, except you use the type of word, or what the blank, and, you know, and so, you know, he cursed a lot. And maybe he did that because he wanted to assimilate, and he wanted to acclimate. You know, we were in L.A. I was born in L.A. And so, you know, in L.A., you know, you're on the roads, and everybody's like, hey, you know, so I think he wanted to look like, you know, he was L.A., you know, and, you know, he could cuss with the best of them and all that. But, you know, very interestingly, because, you know, my father grew up in Israel, you know, he was very, you know, he understood a lot of the politics, you know, between the, you know, Arab neighbors of his, you know, family and the friends. And, you know, he could speak some Arabic or some Farsi. They were very close with people in the neighborhood, with, you know, of all, you know, natures and cultures and all that. Yet, you know, he was, you know, about to be called for the Six-Day War. You know, in 1967, this was before I was born, of course, you know, he had to be ready on standby, but the war ended in 6 days, so he didn't, you know, have to go to war. And so it, you know, he was a military man, and he was, you know, so I think, you know, how would he look at the way, you know, the world is today? Well, you know, I think he would have liked, you know, Jerusalem being the capital. I think he would have approved of what Trump did with that. I think he would also have some advice, you know, for police, because, you know, he was before the Krav Maga days. He was before the judo days. So, I mean, he could take me down in a second, right? You know, handcuff me if he had to, and, you know, be like, okay, you're done. Okay, you're going to jail. So, I mean, you know, he probably would have some, you know, choice words for that, but I think he would probably be very, very disappointed at how we're just losing our minds, and we're just losing it. And we're going to be talking about this next. We have cities boarding up, you know, about to brace for violence the next few days. And, you know, him coming from, you know, family escaping the Holocaust, you know, I'd probably be like, guys, you know, you better smell the roses because you got it good. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So in Vienna yesterday, four people were killed in, quote, cold blood. And a further 22 were injured, including a police officer who's in stable condition right now after an attack that took place, we're being told, in six different locations across the Austrian capital of Vienna, where my grandfather's from. In an interview with CNN's Fred Pleitgen in Vienna, Kurz, this is Sebastian Kurz, Austrian chancellor, said there was one gunman, and they think he was alone. Authorities had previously feared that the perpetrator didn't act alone, that another gunman might be at large. Apparently, they had stopped all traffic, stopped public transportation, looking for the gunman involved. They believe the situation was more or less under control, but during the last 24 hours, they arrested 14 people. Now we will find out in the next days if he was part of a broader network or not. And these were people that were possibly involved with the attacker or who knew of the attacker. Kurz confirmed that the gunman was born in Austria, had a family background from northern Macedonia. They said, what we know is he is a supporter of the Islamic State. Authorities had earlier identified the attacker as Fezulay Kustim, a 20-year-old Austrian man from the town of St. Pölten, 33 miles west of Vienna. Kustim was a supporter of the Islamic State, who had been sentenced to 22 months in prison on April 25, 2019, for attempting to travel to Syria to join ISIS, according to Interior Minister Karl Nehammer. However, on December 5th, he was released on early parole. Armed forces have been deployed to Vienna to help secure the situation, with authorities indicating earlier in the evening that at least one gunman remains on the loose. So I believe he had shot at a synagogue. The initial attack was centered in the busy shopping and dining district near Vienna's main synagogue, Seestengasse Temple, which was closed. Five other locations were identified as Salgiris, Fleischmarkt, Bauermarkt, Graben, and Morrisonplatz near the temple, according to the Australian law enforcement source. And Vienna mayor said shots appeared to be fired at random as people dined and drank outside due to the warm weather and virus concerns. So in Austria, people are eating outdoors. I don't know if they're still locked down or if they're, you know, but people are kind of out, you know, again, everybody's kind of freaked out about the, you know, virus. So people are kind of still outdoors and possibly if more was outside, more could have been, you know, hurt. Julia Hirman was having drinks with a friend when the shooting began, and the restaurant staff told everybody to hide in the basement. She and others were told that the gunman was shooting outside. Hirman said she did not see or hear the attackers. So the police later came to the restaurant, told diners, we have to stay inside here and wait here. And it was a pretty chaotic situation, pretty scary stuff. Apparently, opera attendees were told to stay inside the theater. And then, following reports of gunshots, armed police quickly swarmed the area as helicopters, ambulances, is deployed. And, you know, Austria, according to CNN, has experienced a surge of young radicalized Muslims trying to join ISIS in Syria between 2014 and 2017 before the terrorist self-declared caliphate collapsed. But there's still recruiting being done. And Oscar Deutsch, head of Vienna's Jewish community, said it was unclear whether the synagogue was a target because it was closed at the time of the shooting. And all synagogues, Jewish schools, institutions of the IKG, the Jewish community of Vienna, kosher restaurants, supermarkets in Vienna were closed just to play it safe after the shooting. But the synagogue had been closed. It was a Monday night, so it's not the Sabbath. Not a lot really happens Monday nights, so they're unsure exactly what that was. Or if it was just like a, you know, was it a predominantly Jewish area town, you know. But Europe is definitely raising their terror threats. Apparently, Priti Patel raises the UK terror threat level to severe. They believe attacks are highly likely after terrorists have struck in France and Austria. And again, it's like, you know, nobody needs any more. I mean, there's just, with everything going on, you would think would be, you know, gosh, you know, trying to...
I couldn't hear what you said. Siri,
go back to sleep. You would think people would kind of be like, okay, you know what, let's just kind of regroup. Let's get our economy back and go on. No. This is where people strike. And you know, we spoke about this. You know, one thing about Trump securing the border, it wasn't even about COVID. You know, it was, our pants are down. We're caught with our pants down right now. We have internal strife. We have the police, being attacked and kind of cornered and, you know, trying to, one, control riots, but then themselves, you know, make sure they don't do anything that, you know, unfortunately could be an innocent killing, and then to protect themselves. And then we have COVID, and so I'm sure there's still plots being done in America, and I think things are being thwarted, but the closing of the borders I believe, was also in response to whenever there is a crisis, that's when you keep your guards up. And, we spoke about the Yom Kippur War, 1973 in Israel, where, you know, Israel was attacked and they chose the day when people would be fasting. And within their 24-hour fast, we don't eat, we don't have any food or water. And, you know, obviously the military was still on standby and, you know, things like that. But, you know, when bad people strike, they strike when you're, you know, at your weakest. They're not going to strike when you're at your strongest, which means anytime something is making you look weak, that unfortunately is, you know, a very vulnerable time. So the Joint Terrorism Analysis Center in the UK has increased the threat level after a wave of terrorist attacks on France and Austria. Home Secretary Priti Patel said British public should be in no doubt that the government will take strongest possible action to protect their national security. Now, I believe they had just loosened their borders because of COVID. And this is very tough from an economic standpoint because, you know, America especially, we need travel. We need tourism. In order for me in Las Vegas, and I live in Las Vegas, Southern Nevada, in order to see my vibrant city get back on its feet, we need people traveling. And we need international travelers, you know, which is why this election, it's very, very interesting how it's not as easily right-left as one would think, especially when it comes to COVID. Because, you know, you have people going, look, we need to get, you know, our city back and running. We need to get going. We need to, you know, but you have others going, well, wait a second, we're kind of weak right now. You know, if we don't have enough security and we have to have many of our military, you know, deployed to stop the riots and we need our military to pass out vaccines and to administer vaccines and we need... You know, do we have enough military to combat a terrorist attack once people start to flood, you know, the city again? And so it's a very, very vulnerable, a very vulnerable time. And the UK, you know, needs us Americans to come out there and spend money and visit. Europe needs tourism. And I, you know, there's not a lot of people planning. In fact, you know, I'm supposed to be going to Israel in December. I don't see us doing that with COVID, with, you know, terrorism, with things like that. It just doesn't seem. And again, we have bought the tickets prior to, you know, the COVID pandemic and the crisis. It just, you know, I think a lot of people are just going to bunker down and say, you want to know what? I think I'm going to wait. So, you know, it's not an easy time. And I don't know when, you know, people have kind of asked, you know, what is Trump going to ease up on the borders? I don't see it happening. And, you know, again, keep in mind, I get a lot of us are frustrated with the COVID numbers and we're frustrated with the COVID reporting and how they say we have millions and millions. In fact, I think the latest number now in terms of COVID, which kind of, you know, drives people crazy because they want this to go down. But so far, the total count is 47 million cases, 1.2 million deaths. In terms of countries, USA still leads it, but we have India, Brazil, Russia, France, Spain, Argentina, new cases being reported in multiple countries, Mexico, Italy, Iran, Germany, you know, it's, you know, this is kind of all over. And if this isn't just an American thing, it isn't just about the election. I don't really think all the other countries are trying to oust Trump either. You know, we have a virus. But that really puts us into a vulnerable position. So, I mean, the one thing I do support is, you know, protecting our borders just till we could show that we're not weak. And we do look weak, you know? I mean, we do. I mean, the way you see, you know, people, talking about our presidential candidates, you know, Biden and Trump, and, you know, it looks like the country's going to go into absolute chaos, and you see cities boarding up because they're expecting riots after the election. We look really vulnerable, and everything we do gets blasted throughout the world on their media networks. And, of course, the most hyped and sensationalized news is going to be broadcast. So if we look like we're having riots and we're burning down our statues and burning down our government buildings and all that. People are going to want to strike. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Tahibo. Yellow Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's Election Day in America. Democrat Joe Biden.
Now he wants us to believe so much he's done for black Americans. Pittsburgh, honky Meninga is a bunch of malarkey. He's lying. The truth is Donald Trump has done more to harm black America than any president in modern history.
President Trump.
This guy is a stone-cold phony. Joe has no clue. Okay, just... Joe's not, he's not calling the shots. And I guarantee he won't be calling them for very long.
Be sure to vote today if you have not already. Is there anything that can make this day better? How about free or discounted food? Many national chains are celebrating the voice of Americans. DoorDash, Grubhub, 7-Eleven, Burger King, and more have great deals. Check with the businesses to see what their Election Day deals are all about. USA Radio News. It's in your hands, America. The general election 2020 is underway.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man who, when the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
President Trump after midnight Tuesday morning in Michigan.
This election comes down to a very simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfless political maniacs that you're dealing with, or do you want to be ruled by the American people? You're supposed to be ruled by the American people.
The United States National Hurricane Center is warning an extremely powerful Hurricane Eta is battering northeastern Nicaragua and has the potential as a catastrophic hurricane. The Category 4 hurricane's winds are close to 150 miles an hour. Storm bands already pulling roofs off of houses and knocking trees down Tuesday morning with a storm surge of up to 21 feet above normal tide. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hurricane Eta is forecast to slam into Nicaragua's Caribbean coast today. Heavy rains have been threatening to unleash deadly floods across Central America. This is a bad one. I believe it's a Category 4 right now. National Hurricane Center, as of 10 a.m. Eastern Time, said the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. It's located about 30 miles south-southeast of Puerto Cabezas, Nicaragua. Eta is moving west-southwest at only 5 miles an hour. So according to National Hurricane Center, this is extremely dangerous, and it continues is an inch closer to the coast of northeastern Nicaragua. It is Category 4, the second strongest on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale, as opposed to Category 5, which is the strongest. It is not forecast to lose any strength until it moves inland. So they are expecting catastrophic wind damage as the eyewall moves onshore within the hurricane warning. And then on the forecast track, it will make landfall along the coast of Nicaragua during the day of Tuesday, expecting it to be very catastrophic. And then it'll move farther inland and then move across the central portions of Honduras by Thursday. Once the storm makes landfall, it is expected to drop between 15 and 25 inches of rain across much of Nicaragua and Honduras. Other areas of Central America could see over 10 inches of rain. They believe the rainfall will be catastrophic, life-threatening flash flooding, river flooding, along with landslides in areas of higher terrain in Central America. Early Tuesday, Guillermo Gonzalez, director of the Nicaragua Emergency Management Agency, said in a news conference that as Ida began to make landfall, there were reports of corrugated metal roofs flying off homes, trees, poles, power lines falling, rivers, etc. This is not expected to hit America. It may make a beeline towards Cuba. It may make a, but after it, you know, make a direct south or a northeast turn after it hits landfall, maybe kind of, you know, scraping the southern part of the Yucatan Peninsula, but and then it may head over to Jamaica, Cayman Islands, but right now it's pretty dangerous, and so we're kind of keeping an eye on that. Very, very small, weak forecast, making it look like it could regain strength, go past Cuba, and hit the southeast or southwestern tip of Florida, but there's nothing known yet, and so we're just kind of waiting. After Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, we have Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Z or Chi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Epsilon, and Phi. So we still have plenty of Greek alphabet left. Last time the Greek alphabet was used in the Atlantic was back in 2005, which was the year of Hurricane Katrina, one of our worst. A total of 28 storms that year. The first six letters of the Greek alphabet had to be used. Okay, for us, we're already on Ida. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you guys saw this, but two California kayakers luckily survived a humpback whale attack. Julie McSorley and Liz Cottrell were kayaking and whale spotting yesterday. A humpback whale suddenly emerged and appeared to swallow the whole kayak. Luckily, both women escaped unharmed, but onlookers thought that they got swallowed. I mean, it was like one of those sea monsters. I don't know if you guys saw the Megalodon movie, or it was called, I think it was called Mega. I saw parts of it this weekend, and it's like, it would just come up and eat, you know? Or if you guys saw Mandalorian, that was kind of a scary monster. So they say the humpback whale nearly swallowed two women whole. Julie McSorley and her friend Liz Cottrell were whale watching in Avila Beach, California. They were sitting on a kayak watching the whales below the surface, and then all of a sudden you're just watching. You're just watching the video, and it just, the whale just comes up. There were two in the kayak, and the whale just looks like it just comes and grabs them, and I think they just luckily got out of the kayak and was able to swim away. So footage taken by another whale watcher shows the mammal scoop up the boat with the two friends in it. That was just not expected. And then the pair was lifted into the air in the jaws. Fortunately managed to escape. Let's hold Fox 26 News. I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to push the whale out of the way. It was the weirdest thought. I'm thinking, I'm dead. I thought it was going to land on me. Next thing I know, I'm underwater. And luckily, everybody kind of went over to help. And that's cool, too. You would think people would, like, freak out, thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, we got, like, a sea monster. But, no, it didn't happen that way. They kind of, yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, look at some of your questions here. All right, who do I think is going to win tonight? I honestly, if I didn't think there was going to be any cheating, I think Trump would have it in a landslide. I've never seen such crowds. I you know, I didn't see that with George H.W. Bush, with George Bush, with John McCain, with Mitt Romney. I just have never seen crowds like that. Now, it could just be that Trump knows how to organize crowds. It could be more of a management style. But I got to tell you, this is also the first time I've ever seen people very open about their Republican vote or their Republican choice or their Republican identification. And so when I'm seeing trucks and cars with Trump flags, and I'm, you know, and you're seeing American flags all over the place, which I really don't understand why, you know, I mean, an American flag should represent all of us, but apparently people with an American flag, you know, appear to be on the conservative side. You know, when you start to see all that, it's based on, you know, my experience with past elections, I have never seen, you know, even during the Reagan years, such a passion for a president. I've also never seen such a hatred for a president, too. Now, I know there's been people back and forth. I remember, you know, people didn't like Bush, and I get that, and people were upset about, you know, election results and all that. But, I mean, people are just cruel. You know, I mean, wanting them to die with COVID. It kind of baffles me that you have somebody that, you know, some people think is doing an amazing job, and other people they hate and will vote for somebody who they don't even know or care about just to unseat him, you know, or vote for somebody who may not be, you know, medically ready. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, yeah, he's a career politician. He has experience, but, you know, he's obviously having some, you know, issues when he's up at the podium. I think Obama had to help cover for him, a couple days ago. You know, forgot to re-put on his mask, you know, didn't come out when he was supposed to, you know, things like that. And, you know, I get people are tired and they're older and, you know, there are these quote-unquote senior moments. But people's hatred of Trump is what's driving them to vote for Biden, which in historical, throughout history with elections doesn't usually bode well for the challenger. You know, you need to have somebody passionate about the candidate. People liked Obama. They were passionate about Obama. You know, you really couldn't hate him. You really couldn't love him, but you know, because you didn't know much about him. But when it came to McCain versus Obama, you know, or Romney versus Obama, you know, it was, you know, there just wasn't enough people who hated Obama to put Romney into office. And same thing, I don't think that you have enough haters of Trump to put Biden into office. That being said, I was really shocked by the early voting and mail-in ballot numbers. I think the number of mail-in ballot numbers needs to be evaluated. Are they, you know, legal ballots? Are they, you know, and I do, you know, suspect that, you know, something happened the first couple days of early voting. Because, you know, they're like, oh, wow, we've already almost hit the number of votes that we did in the last election in the first couple days. And I'm like, you know, I've seen people at the polls. I've seen the, you know, excitement and the enthusiasm. But, you know, did a bunch of people drop stuff off at the mailbox? So, I believe that, if there is no fraud, in a vacuum, I think Trump would win it because, again, I've never seen, you know, such enthusiasm, like his rallies. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I get it. I'm stressed. We're all stressed. It's an anxious day. It's not an easy day. We have for a year been just waiting for November 3rd to happen. And like I told you, November 3rd is kind of already a rough day for me because it's the day my dad died. But, you know, the election, there's not a light at the end of the tunnel with this one because half the country is going to dislike what happens over the next few days or weeks, depending on what happens with the numbers. The other half of the country is going to be happy. And the half of the country that's happy are probably going to gloat. The half of the country that's not happy might hit the streets. And so we don't have a light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, elections have always been stressful. But this particular one is very, very stressful. Now, what I've told you guys in previous elections is, you know what, just concentrate on work. Okay? Just go to work. Hang out with your friends. Hang out. Right, with COVID, many of you don't have jobs. You can't go to work. You're home. You're unemployed. You can't go to election parties or hang out with friends because, again, COVID. So we're kind of sitting here kind of, you know, just anxious. You know, for those of you in Nevada, we're going to try to make it fun tonight. Steve Sanchez is going to be doing the results, election results from 6 p.m. to midnight on KDWN, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, KDWN. I'll be there at about 8:30. I'll be on from about 8:30 to 9, you know, because I got to prep for my show the next day. So, you know, we'll try to make it fun. We'll try to make it easy, you know. So what do you do? And I think many of you guys know what's coming. Okay? We talked about election depression and where, you know, when the results come in and you're being told, oh, your candidate's going to win, or you're being told, gosh, you know, the polls are wrong, and you're thinking, you know what, we could do this, and then all of a sudden it's like, this is who your president's going to be. That's some serious stuff. And the other thing also we had mentioned is it's not just a simple transition. Each candidate is so far opposite that I think a lot of people are going to think their world is going to crash the next few days, depending on what's going to happen, who's going to be in the White House in January, if it's going to be Trump or if it's going to be Biden. And so there's some, you know, usually I'm like, guys, don't take politics seriously. It's just politics. We'll all be fine. We'll all still be here. I get that's not advice you guys want to hear because there's some serious suggestions, you know, by both candidates that I think make people very, very nervous. You know, on one end, people are thinking we're going to become fascists. On the other end, people think we're going to be communists. And there's just nobody's looking at it as, okay, you know what? We're going to be fine. January 20th is going to come. Whoever's in the White House will be fine. COVID is our enemy. The hysteria around COVID is our enemy. Our lockdowns are the enemy. Let's get back to life. Let's get back to things. But no. You know, people are thinking, you know what, we're going to have riots, or, you know, I'm not going to be able to get a job, or I'm going to be told I can't work again, you know, or I'm going to be accused of being racist, or I'm going to be accused of being a baby killer. I'm going to be, you know, I mean, we've just completely, and the media, you know, is to blame for this. We have sensationalized and we have stereotyped and we have convicted people just because of some sort of political leaning that they are. You know, I had made a joke on Facebook about, you know, if Trump wins, then all these poll numbers are probably done by the same people that were doing the COVID numbers. And somebody writes on Facebook, no, you know, if Trump wins, it means we're a racist country. Why is voting for the party that supported Abraham Lincoln, the racist party? Why is one party racist? You know, why is one religion racist? Why is one, you know, where, and this is what the media did. This is what the media wanted to do. And they wanted to, you know, make it like, oh, okay, well, we're for, you know, and it's frustrating. And I get it. Everybody has their own opinion about Trump. They have their own opinion about Biden, you know, but it's, so I get it. So what's going to happen is in the next few days, when the results do come in, whether it's your way or not, if it's not your way, you're going to hit hard and you're going to have a depression. So this is what I recommend you do today. Okay. Anybody who you made enemies with, throughout this process. Reach out to them and say, look, okay, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but, you know, because you don't want to do it once you won or once you lost. You know, I think it's more, I don't want to use the word manly, but I think it's more, you know, appropriate, more, it looks more altruistic, where it's like, look, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but you know what? I don't like that we weren't talking. I don't like that, you know, our friendship kind of started to, you know, wane off down. You know, I still want to be friends with you, so no matter what happens, I want to see you this weekend. You know, something like that. And again, with COVID, you know, you might not be able to do that, but anybody that you brushed off, get back in touch with. Somebody who blew you off, to hell with them. If somebody decided to defriend you or somebody decided to make enemies with you, screw them. You don't need that person in your life, okay? But what I do suggest you do is try to find people that you do want to be around, because you are going to need friends. The big reason why people are going to panic tomorrow is because they thought they didn't have control. They thought their vote counted. So whoever loses tomorrow, those voters are going to be like, I don't have control. My vote doesn't count. There's a lot of Republicans right now in California going, it doesn't matter. My vote's not going to count. A lot of Republicans in New York going, what am I doing? I'm paying taxes and I don't get a vote. You know, but, you know, and then, you know, but again, that's why we have the Electoral College, because otherwise Iowa, Wyoming, North Dakota, Montana wouldn't have any say in these elections. So people feel like they don't have a vote. Their voice wasn't heard. Those who won are like, woohoo! But those who don't win, they feel like they lost control. So you know what you do? Okay? Don't let this make you feel like you don't control your life. All right? I mean, you know, get busy. Okay? Get busy in terms of, yeah, you can get busy that way. But, you know, this has been such a divisive, there's been a lot of breaking of bonds and breakdown. Build. What I recommend to everybody do, just build. Okay? So, you know, let's say you're trying to, you know, you're out of a job. Try and find a job. Build up your resume. Start taking some online classes. It doesn't matter who the president's going to be. You're still going to have to live January 20th and then January 21st. You're still going to have to make some sort of an income May 2021. You're still going to have to raise your kids. You're still going to have to be a husband or wife. So build. Plan an outing. Plan a trip. Make sure you don't, you know, talk to your church friends or, you know, go to church or temple or whatever. But I want you to start, and it has to start today, start building, because there's been a lot of destruction. And I've seen people, they're like, you know what, I don't talk to them anymore. You know, I don't care, I don't like them anymore, if they're not with me, they're against me. You know what, guys, come on. You know, we have to live life, and it's going to suck. Trust me, the next few days are going to suck. Even for those who won and picked the winning candidate, it's going to suck, because we're going to have riots, and we're going to just, America is not going to be at its finest the next few months. Plus, we got the COVID, plus we got the flu, plus we got the pneumonia, plus we have governors that are, you know, still worried about reopening, so it's going to be a mess. I get that. You know, but just, I want you to just be in your mind, I'm going to build. Whether it's building your house, whether it's building a room, whether it's building a relationship, whether it's building your resume, whether it's building a career, whether it's building a business, whether it's, your kids. I'm building, you know, my kids. I'm, you know, spending time with them. I'm, you know, going to build and cultivate, and, you know, because, you know, people are going to need you. Half the country is going to need you, you know? So, be there. All right. We'll get through today. I'm going to see you tomorrow. We'll see you tonight on Steve Sanchez Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.